come to see the baby. Three kings, looking for a king. Oh, three kings, come to see the baby.
You thought they were camels in the story. Of course not. Anyway, ha-ha! Belteshazzar, Melchior, this way! I found the peasants. They're all displayed in front of me. They don't look very intelligent to me. Do you speak Persian? No. Do you speak... God, I'm not going to ask you about Greek. Do you speak Greek? You do. I know there's always one, isn't there? Anyway, but most of them don't look like... Oh, goodness me. Well, we look like we've come almost to the right place. We're looking for a king. A king, you've got no idea what I'm saying. Makaton, let's give it a go. King! Do you do king? No, you're going to start thinking I'm a king now, aren't you? Oh, no! Three kings turning up at Christmas time gets very complicated. No, I'm looking for a king. A king, one who is to be born king of the Jews. You're looking at me as if to say this is madness. Well, let's ask a simple question. Who's your boss? Who makes all the rules around here in Jerusalem? You're still a Steve. Not in Jerusalem, he doesn't. King Herod in these here times. King Herod. He's the one who's in charge. Do you know King Herod? Do you know King Herod? Oh, yes. He's a mean and nasty one, if ever there was one. Do you know he's only king because the Romans made him king? Do you know, although he does some good stuff, aquifers and stuff like that, he's a little bit mad and very ill at the end of his age. And rumour has it, he doesn't like children who threaten his throne. So anyway, I don't want that kind of a king. I want a cute, cuddly one. Baby Jesus. Yes? Do you know where he's going to be born? I bet you do. But anyway, we're going to go to the place that does. Gather together the scribes and the Pharisees. Come together and let's look at the Bible. You know, in the Bible, it tells you where Jesus is going to be born. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, no, it doesn't. Because it's found in the book of... Oh, yeah, I knew I'd catch you. Micah, come on. Get your Bibles out, get your phones out. Let's look at Micah chapter 5 and see... Do you know what? I could take this off. Even though I came from the east... Turn with me to Micah chapter 5. It's easy to find. You go from Matthew or you go backwards. It's a few books of the Bible. Malachi, there's Zechariah, Zephaniah, Haggai, all of those. Habakkuk, Micah chapter 5. I think you're on page 933 in your Bibles. So what are the clues that the Bible, the prophets of old, give us about this baby? Well, you'll recognize. It'll tell us. Passage that you heard earlier on. Shall we read it? But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Adults, did you spot the difference? You spot what was in here and wasn't in the New Testament passage? Well, it is pretty close to the original. It certainly tells us where the baby's going to be born. Where's Jesus going to be born? In? In Bethlehem. Not in Jerusalem with the kings, or at least supposed kings. Puppet king, Herod. No, in Bethlehem. And Bethlehem, is it a big city? No. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, even though you are small, and did he among the clans of Judah, God's going to choose a small clan, a small place. The kind of place that you wouldn't expect anything exciting to be found. Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old and ancient times. Did you read that? This baby isn't just going to be a little baby who was born the other day, although he was born the other day. This is a baby whose origins are from ancient times. And again, if you know your Bible, you'll know in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. And who's the Word? Jesus. You see, the Bible helps us to see that this baby is amazing. This baby is bigger than you think he's going to be. He is fantastic. And so maybe we need to spend a bit more time in the Bible. In 2022, look back with me at 2021. How many of you read the whole Bible in 2021? Put your hand up. One, two, three of us. Maybe we could double that next year, or this coming year, or now. Wouldn't that be great? If more of us actually read the whole Bible, you know, didn't just skip the bits out that we find sometimes boring, but actually they lead us to who Jesus is. The whole Bible is inspired by God, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. What other things could you do to help you, well, be wise this Christmas? The wise look to the Word, even today. What about memorizing passages? The staff team here, we memorize a Bible passage every month. And one of the things that we want to do and seek to do is to bless others and share it with others. Maybe we could do that a bit better this year. Some people do Bible reading notes. They're found at the back. I'm sure, I can't remember who runs them now, but anyway, there's Bible study notes. Why don't you sign up to do Bible study notes or just open up the app? It's the easiest thing on the planet, and do a Bible in a year with YouVersion, the Bible Project, great videos that help you with the actual reading. And do you know what? You get David Suchet to read it to you when you walk the dog. It's a great way to read the Bible and to grasp it better, because the wise look to the Word, even in these days. Lastly, let's read a little more. In Micah, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. Lord, capital Yahweh. And they will live securely from then. His greatness will reach to where? Bethlehem and beyond. To the ends of the earth. This is not a local king. This is not a diddy little king puppet Herod, who was called Herod the Great. No, this is a king who will be of Ancient of Days and will be to the ends of the earth king. So he could be your king here in Crowborough. He could be your king down the road at the Alderbrook Estate and wherever we find ourselves and beyond. Is he your king this Christmas? Is he your king? Well, what would having Jesus as your king, what would it look like? If Jesus was your king, what would you do? You'd listen to him. You'd obey him. Your life would be affected by him. He'd tell you what's right and what's wrong. He'd care for you. He'd provide for you. And you respond by being like a wise magi, offering what you have in response. So if Jesus is your king, what are you going to offer him this year? Maybe you can help with the youth and kids work. Maybe you can help with stuff at church. Maybe you can help just by loving your neighbor, getting to know them, going shopping for them. What other ways can we love? As Jesus loved us, we can, as he calls us to, love our neighbors too. Take some time out today. In fact, do you know what? Have a bank holiday tomorrow and spend more time thinking about it as well. Why? Because A, you probably have a bit of reading to do to catch up with the Bible in a year, if you're going to start today or tomorrow. But also think about how Jesus is your king and how that will change how you live for him in 2022. Let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus, our King, who came to challenge and change us. And as Herod wanted to get rid of him, may you melt our hearts that we would welcome him. Foreigners as we are, may we come before you now and offer what we have, our time, our effort, our energy, our skills, our money, our talents, all that we have. For you are our King and we want to worship you. And help us to take reading the Bible seriously in 2022 as well. May we be a people of the Word. We need your help to do this. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 I agree, amen.